Before we do all that, another great event coming up, almost as big as the Super Bowl. My friend Kurt Cambier of Centennial Capital Partners, you got your own Super Bowl coming up on February 17th. Remind us.
I do. We're going to have a really great event. We're going to have a market outlook event where I'm part of a national think tank study group, if you will, and we've got all the information that's compiled from that on what happens in midterm elections, with the volatility continuing in the market, all data like that, our stocks underpriced, overpriced. And then we're having a CPA talk about the biggest tax change since 1986. And we're going to get a full house when it's all said and done. It's free. It's 10 to 12. No product, only information. You're going to get a little breakfast. You're going to have the opportunity to help yourself. It's at the Denver West Marriott. But you got RSVP if you go to KurtCambier.com, KurtCambier.com, and hit the event or registration tab. You can register right there.
Very quick, Kurt, I wanted to ask you, you know, a few days back I told my listeners that I thought the next 1,000 points in the Dow would be down. I didn't really think they'd do it in 2 or 3 days. What do you make of the market right here?
I make the market, everything is very positive. Earnings are growing. The trend of the market, consumers, the sentiment is very positive. It's just somewhat of an overdue settlement after kind of an over-hot time period, if you will. And probably is an opportunity, if you have some cash, to start maybe putting a little bit of money to work. We average 2 5% corrections a year, 1 10% correction a year. And we haven't had any of that in several years now.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think this says anything bad about the long term, anything at all. All right, listen, folks, you want to go to Kurt's event on the 17th, go to KurtCambier.com, KurtCambier.com. It's on the morning of, it's a Saturday, right? Saturday the 17th?
Saturday morning,
yep.
The 17th.
And it's absolutely free, so go to Kurt's website for more information. Thanks a lot, Kurt. We'll talk tomorrow.
Kurt offers securities through Cambridge Investment Research, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC, and advisory services through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Cambridge and Centennial Capital Partners are not affiliated.
Possible plan for a bid by Denver to host an upcoming Winter Olympic Games. That story and more in 4 minutes on 630 KHOW.
Tom Martino, the troubleshooter, this morning at 10.
If you've been injured and it's someone else's fault, there are so many things you need to do. We'll tell you about it coming up on the Troubleshooter Show at 10.
Troubleshooter Tom Martino on 630 KHOW.
From the L&L Heating and Air Conditioning Traffic Center.
Quite a drive into work for you this morning. Slowdowns along all the highways. Right now we have some trouble spots. Westbound 36 after 104th. That accident on the shoulder. Crowded from Sheridan on out past that accident. Westbound I-70, some stop and go out of Aurora with an accident. Westbound 70 at Havana. Heavy traffic along the I-25 drive. There is debris on the highway. Northbound I-25 near I-76. Tying up the center lanes. Rollover crash southbound Kipling at Hamden. Then forecast, partly sunny, breezy today with high of 49. Could do with some afternoon rain showers tonight. Light snow, could see a total of 1 to 3 inches. Overnight low at 21. Right now it's 33. With the traffic and weather, I'm Susan Thielen, 630 KHOW.
This report is brought to you by Staples. Staples has low prices on the organizational solutions your business needs to clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand this year. Like banker's boxes, file folders, and storage bins. Less mess equals more success. Visit Staples.com for more. Staples, it's pro time.
IRS on your back? Get your peace of mind back. Go to AdvancedTaxSolutions.com.
This report is brought to you by Mucinex.
Sunny and breezy today, then rain and snow likely with a high in the low 50s. Snow again tonight with a low in the mid-20s. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high in the mid-40s.
Today is Super Sick Monday. Nearly 14 million Americans who watched last night's big game called out sick from work today, and Mr. Mucus is offended. He takes being sick seriously. But when you're really sick, take Mucinex.
The only show of its kind anywhere in the universe.
The Troubleshooter.
Help, information, referrals, recovering millions of dollars for people. That's what we do. We don't shove politics down their throat. We talk about money.
Tom Martino.
This is about life in America. When people talk about buying a car, getting a roof done, all of that.
Mornings at 10 on Denver's Talk Station, 630 KHOW.
Online, on the air.
An iHeart radio station.
We're hearing more about a possible bid by Denver for a Winter Olympic Games. I'm Pat Woodard. Here's what's happening on 630 KHOW. Over the weekend, an exploratory committee outlined a plan that includes using private funds to host an Olympics in 2026 or 2030. Committee says it would turn housing for the athletes into affordable housing once the games are over. A decision has to be made in the coming weeks if there's going to be a Denver bid. New numbers from the Federal Election Commission show that Democratic challenger Jason Crow raised $32,000 more than incumbent Republican Congressman Mike Kaufman the last 3 months of last year.
It'll be an expensive race. It is clearly targeted by the Democrats. What's important about the Democratic candidate's fundraising is that likely this is the signal that the establishment has pretty much made a decision here.